So.
And that's what Steve Jobs was so good about. From some of your other works that interviews and things, you know, you talk about that a lot, and so many countless interviews on Steve Jobs too, about sort of taking this very zen-like approach and simplifying to the point where it almost feels like it's oversimplifying, but the positioning becomes part of your intuition. And that I wish I could have like a magic pill and just take a vitamin for that. But I think that skill takes time. It takes years, right? I think you're just really good at it.
Well, thank you. But that's why I wrote the book, because if you look at the market through those six lenses that I talk about there, and you really kind of come to really ask yourself the question, who are we as a company and why do we matter given this landscape? It gives you all of the tools you need to kind of understand how to get through all those years of experience that I have and do it when you're not, 63, which is what I am. So, it can be done. It's not impossible to do it, but you have to really examine the market. And you got to realize this is not a tagline exercise. You know, the great taglines out there, like, of course, Just Do It from Nike is a great one. The Salesforce tagline of No Software, that was another really great one. IBM had a tagline called Think back in the day. These taglines didn't define their business. They were the result of a business already being defined, and then they reflected it with an emotional tug. And that's my goal with companies. I can't tell you how many companies I have worked with where they have already hired a branding company to do these fun emotional things. They have a tagline, they've got a new logo, they've got a new color palette, but that what they don't have is a position. And you can't just sit in a room for 5 minutes and come up with a positioning statement. You have to actually do the work, which is what the book is about. You got to do that rigorous work to figure out what is your role and relevance in the market. And then once you have that, then all that other fun stuff you can do, and it will have a lot more meaning and be much more relevant to what you've done.
And
So,
ladies and gentlemen, that's how you reach product marketing nirvana.
exactly. And there are many companies that have done that, you know?
This is why I say I wish I was reading this book when I was 20 instead of 35, because it is, you know, so many of my experiences have felt like, okay, I'm hitting the middle of a conversation. The person that has the loudest voice, unfortunately, sometimes being over emotional or obnoxious, is the one that would lead with what the branding and the positioning was. And so product marketing, as much as I love it, you know, I just wanted to step back, you know, and that's why I created the publication too, is to help people sort of see, like, look at it from a looking glass. Like, politically, there's just so many things happening. There's not being able to come to terms with yourself, with who you actually are. And you talk about that with the like three major DNA types, and we can talk about that too. And ultimately, unfortunately, Andy, where a lot of companies, the way they're practicing product marketing is they send off their product marketers to a corner and they say, go, you know, put together this pitch deck and come up with a positioning statement. Whereas if someone were to come and read your book, which I highly recommend every business leader,
Thank you, Sana.
Specifically with the C-suite too, because, and you talk about that as well, how you do product marketing specifically, you start with the C-suite. What ends up happening is they hire product marketers and then they say, go come up with a pitch deck, come up with some sales enablement, and you know, give us two or three sentences for positioning statements that we can end up using on our paid, owned, and earned media. That does not work. Why? Because you're taking the branding visceral approach. It's how I feel without putting the logical, the research
Exactly.
behind those two sentences. That those are the two most hardworking sentences that you can put together in your marketing career, or for any leader in business to put together. And it's so easily overlooked. You know this firsthand.
For sure.